This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry urges local and provincial level hospitals to hold RTT test. Ministry requests senior citizens above 60 years and children below 12 not to leave their homes. 8 people go missing in a landslide in Melamchi 11 of Sindhupalchok district. Communist Party chairs duo Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Puspa Kamal Dhawal Prachand hold discussion to resolve intra-party disputes. Hindu people observing Janai Purnima festival today and coronavirus cases increasing rapidly in India. In recent days, India's Home Minister also tested positive for coronavirus. Now the news in detail. With the confirmation of 246 new cases, the total number of coronavirus infections in Nepal has reached 20,332. Addressing the regular press brief yesterday, spokesperson at the Health and Population Ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said 246 corona infection cases were confirmed yesterday while carrying out 8,861 PCR tests in the last 24 hours. The Health Ministry said until yesterday, 111 people returned home after health recovery from virus infection. As of now, 14,603 people have returned home following health recovery from virus infection. Meanwhile, corona-related death toll in Nepal has reached 57. Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Gautam said a 68-year-old woman from Birganj, Metropolis 16, died yesterday. The Health Ministry has also urged the local and provincial hospitals not to carry out any RTT tests. Meanwhile, the ministry has urged the senior citizens above 60 and children below 12 in densely populated cities like Kathmandu not to come out of their houses. With the increasing number of cases of coronavirus infection, various local bodies across the country have imposed prohibitory orders. The District Administration Office, Bangi, issued a prohibitory order in the district yesterday for 3 days. In the COVID-19 test conducted in the community level and the government offices in Nepalganj, more than 30 persons were reported to have contracted COVID-19 in a single day. Bangi CDO Ram Bahadur Kurubang shared that the move was taken for preventing further spread of coronavirus infection in the community level. Likewise, a week-long prohibitory order is coming into effect at Janakpur Dham Submetropolis from Monday midnight in view of coronavirus infection. Similarly, Abu Khairini Rural Municipality has been shut for 3 days after the confirmation of corona infection in an employee of the rural municipality. The Metropolitan Traffic Police Division in Kathmandu has been sealed off after two of the traffic police personnel were found infected with COVID-19. Metropolitan Traffic Police Division and SSP Bhim Prasad Takal shared that the division was sealed off to curb further spread of the COVID-19. 8 people have gone missing in a landslide occurred at Melamchi 11 of Sindhupalchok district. Meanwhile, a person has been rescued alive. Our Sindhupalchok-based correspondent has said Indian citizen Baru Shah has been rescued alive. He is now being treated at Melamchi Primary Health Center. The landslide occurred yesterday after incessant rainfall buried workers of under construction Melamchi covered hole. Meanwhile, Sindhupalchok District Administration Office has issued a warning of flooding the Bhotikosi River, citing the increasing risk of Kerung Chicho Lake burst. The District Administration Office has asked the people living at Barabise, Tatupani and Bhotikosi River Basin to remain alert. Chief District Officer of Sindhupalchok, Umesh Kumar Thakal, directed the security bodies to be watchful about the level of water in the Bhotikosi River as the risk of the lake burst has increased following incessant rain. Kyung Chicho Lake is located at Nyalma District of China. Prime Minister and Nepal Communist Party Chair KP Sharma Oli has held a discussion with another chair of Nepal Communist Party, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, with the aim of seeking resolution of the dispute surfaced in the party. The meeting was also attended by party senior leader Chalanath Khanal and Nepal Communist Party Parliamentary Party Deputy Leader Subhas Nembang. Talking to Radio Nepal, leader Nembang said the discussion was heading towards resolution of the problem. The Nepal Communist Party's standing committee meeting that commenced on the 24th of June has been halted multiple times after party chair Prachanda, along with other senior leaders, demanded resignation of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government will run special rehabilitation and reconstruction program to revive the dams caused by floods and landslides. Speaking at a discussion program with lawmakers yesterday, Prime Minister Oli expressed his commitment to prioritize special plans and programs through concerned ministries. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The festival of Janai Purnima is being observed across the country today. The festival is basically observed by the majority Hindus in the country. On the occasion of Janai Purnima, those who wear the Janai, the sacred thread around their bodies, chains the sacred thread today after having a haircut and a bath. According to the time-honored tradition, Hindu people receive the Raksha Bandhan thread, which is tied around the wrist as an amulet. The occasion is also observed as Kwanti Purnima by Newar community. Kwanti, a soup prepared from 9 different beans, is a special delicacy added to the Nepali menu today. In the Tarai region, there is a tradition in which sisters tie an attractive rakhi around the wrist of their brothers, wishing them long life and prosperity. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa has directed subordinate bodies under the Home Ministry to improve their working modality. Speaking at an annual review meeting and a ministerial level meeting over the committee formed to address development problem yesterday, Home Minister Thapa directed all stakeholders and concerned bodies to accomplish all the works by the end of every fiscal year and improve the monitoring and reporting system. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Fighters have attacked a prison compounded in the eastern Afghan that left at least 3 people killed and 20 others wounded. The attack is claimed by ISIS group. The complex assault on Sunday began with a suicide bomber detonating a car laden with explosives near the entrance of the government-run facility, followed by multiple attackers opening fire on security guards. Afghan officials said at least 3 people were killed, but there were fears that their toll could rise. There were also reports of dozens of prisoners escaping from the facility. One of the US President Donald Trump's top medical advisers has warned that the US is entering a new phase in its fight against the coronavirus pandemic. Deborah Birx told the disease was extraordinarily widespread across the country and a greater threat than when the outbreak first began. She said it was now affecting rural areas as well as big cities. She said rural communities were not immune and should wear masks and practice social distancing. The US has recorded highest cases and deaths than any other country. As per the data updated by data analyst Worldometer, more than 158 million people have already died in the USA from coronavirus infection. Similarly, the data updated by the global data analyst shows more than 18 million people globally have been infected from the virus, whereas 692,000 people have already died from the virus. Likewise, 11.4 million people have already recovered from the virus infection. Meanwhile, India's Home Minister Amit Shah has said he has tested positive for coronavirus and had been admitted to hospital. In a tweet yesterday, he requested all who came in contact with him in the last few days to isolate themselves and get tested. India has recorded more than 38,000 deaths from coronavirus as of now. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. Chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the province 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, province 5 and Far West province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 32.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Health Ministry urges local and provincial level hospitals to hold RTT test. Ministry requests senior citizens above 60 years and children below 12 not to leave their homes. 8 people go missing in a landslide in Melamchi 11 of Sindhupachuk district. Communist Party chairs duo Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda hold discussion to resolve intra-party disputes. Hindu people observing Janai Purnima festival today, and coronavirus cases increasing rapidly in India in recent days. India's Home Minister also tested positive for coronavirus. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.